Hi, I'm Graham Hill. I'm the author of Electric Cars Truth Revealed, which contains all of this information that I'm giving in these podcasts. The idea is to get this information out to as many people as we possibly can, because we need people to transition from petrol and diesel to electric, and things are slowing down at the moment. It's because people haven't got the information they need. So if you want to get a copy of the book, if you're thinking of getting an electric car and you'd like to know a little bit more about what the implications are. We're going through insurance at the moment. We're just taking out one topic, which is insurance, and we're covering it off with a load of podcasts. Now, if you want to order the book, go to grahamhilltraining.com and you can get a copy of the book and download it immediately. And then you can sign up for the training, which will be coming out next year, and you'll get that sent out to you when that's ready. And it'll be a lot cheaper than if you buy it as a training course in the new year, which will be quite expensive, be hundreds of pounds as opposed to just a few pounds if you order it now. Right, so as I say, we've been covering off insurance and what you need to look out for when you're insuring your car and different types of insurance to take into account. Now, the name Chris Yearsley may not mean anything to you, but Chris Yearsley had a Model Y Tesla, and he had read his insurance policy, and his insurance policy said that if there are any over-the-air updates to the car, that he must let the insurance company know about these updates, and so that they're aware of, you know, the fact that there's been an update on the car and so on. And if there's anything that affects the performance of the car, then clearly they're going to increase your premium. So anyway, he'd had a notice of an update on his car. They were very minor, little things that they'd changed on the car, and they'd included Polish. That was the big thing on their touchscreen controller, that they'd included the Polish language in there as well. So he phoned them up. It was LV, and they said, yeah, that's fine. We know about this. Yes, we'll be charging your account with £94 for the addition. Now, he argued with the insurance company and said, look, hang on a minute, nothing's happened. I mean, all I've got is Polish on my screen and a few minor adjustments to, you know, air conditioning, whatever it was. There were some minor things that certainly didn't affect the performance of the car. And so having had words with them, and they refused to do anything about that, they said, no, these are the rules. I've got a note here. £94 is going onto your account. And so he got in touch with which in turn got in touch with LV. LV turned around and said, yep, okay, well, we've decided we're going to repay that money back to the customer. We're also going to pay him a little bit of compensation, which he was paid. And they said, we're not going to ask people to let us know about upgrades and updates over the air. Now, this doesn't just apply to electric cars. So you may need to check if you're driving a petrol or diesel car that's capable of these over-the-air upgrades. But it's mainly electric cars that this happens to. So you need to check your policy to see if you need to tell them, because this is the point that the Which magazine was saying, that this could still be going on. It may not be going on with LV now, but there may be other companies out there. And if you don't tell them about the upgrades over the air, there's a very good chance that if you have an accident, they won't pay out on your insurance claim. So you need to make sure that you check your insurance policy to see if you are supposed to make the insurance company aware of any updates onto the system, which you'll always get notice of. They'll always tell you that's what they're going to do. But if you haven't told them that you've had this update, as I say, there's a good chance they won't honour any claim against the when you have an accident in the car. So be very careful with that one. And in the future, you know, I'm sure it'll all equal out and it'll come off totally. But for the moment, better check your insurance policy. That's my very brief one this time on over-the-air updates and the effect on your insurance. I will catch you on the next one. Thanks very much for watching.